This is Let's Talk Forella, and I'm coming at you live, finally, on video. And this episode is brought to you by Hydra Affirmations. Always remember, it's game time. Grind and mentally examine the inner me extensively. For today's topic, I'm going to be telling you guys about something that I dealt with in the past that fucked me up, my mental, my pride, and it just erupted on everything around me. And that was dealing with humble beginnings, dealing with a mother who had other intentions for her life, dealing with a father who was not home all the time. And honestly, being the oldest of seven kids at the time, it honestly felt like all odds were stacked against me. But being the oldest, I had to realize at an extremely young age that every outcome that you are dealt with in life, life gives you the means to handle that situation. So anytime I felt that I was alone and I didn't have anyone, I always had to keep the mindset with me that even though I feel alone, I have to set an example for my siblings, and I have to be that cinder block that pushes us forward to the next level. So at a very young age, I learned how to cook, how to clean, how to do my sister's hair, how to take us to school, because honestly, in reality, if I wasn't doing those things, our situation as kids would have been a lot more difficult, and I'll just keep it at that. I want to say that throughout everything that I've been through, to cut a story short, once you get older in life, you really do understand that everybody has a sad story. Everybody comes from a dark background. Whatever my story is, I'm sure there's somebody out there with a worse story and so on and so forth. Just like the lifestyle that I thought I could have wanted as a kid, I'm sure that that kid could have been looking at somebody else and so on and so forth. So you really have to be in the present tense when it comes to the circumstances that you are dealt. And instead of looking at everyone else and comparing my life to what I didn't have and what I felt that I lacked, I had to understand that just because life gives you certain circumstances does not mean that you have to stick with those circumstances and make those your life. Meaning that instead of being a victim, I looked at my mom, I was able to look at my father, and instead of looking at them as examples of what I should be, I had to understand at a very young age of those were examples of what I could never be. And I took from both of them and added that to myself, both great aspects of my parents that they had, and identifying the negatives is what honestly helped me at a very young age develop the mind to want more, to not always be dwelling on the past of how my life was as a child. I really just began to be grateful for just being alive, being able to wake up every single day. I know it sounds minimal, but once you begin to be thankful for the little things that you actually have at your disposal, you actually do understand that, okay, even though I grew up with lack of a mother and father, I knew how to be a mother and father to my younger siblings. Just because I grew up with parents that didn't understand money and finances, I grew up and understood that, okay, I need to go out and develop how to invest, how to build credit, how to save my money. I had to do all those things on my own. And instead of dwelling like, man, my parents should have done this and they should have done that, it's like at a very young age, I had to identify that parents are just people. Before they were my parents, they were two individuals going through life trying to figure it out. And rather than hate them for certain things that happened in our childhood and certain things that transpired, I really began to forgive them because my parents were people. And all people make mistakes. And I then had to identify, okay, well, if my parents were like this, what was the relationship my parents had with my grandparents? And then you really begin to understand where the pattern starts of why your parents yell at you instead of sitting there and having a conversation, why your parents are a lot more abusive and hands-on with you instead of trying to sit there. Like, honestly, as a child, sitting and trying to communicate with my mother on how we actually felt about a certain situation, for some reason was seen as white. Things white people do. Things black people don't do. And apparently that came with not understanding your kid's emotions, not understanding where your kid, that even at a young age, your kids in most situations or in better situations can make better judgment than the parents. It's like I had to get older and identify that, you know what? That mindset was something that my parents took from my grandparents and raised as their own identity. And then I really had to sit and think to myself, you know what? That's not me. And I had bad anger problems. Even though I was a young father raising all my siblings at a very young age, I even began to explode. I didn't know how to sit and talk certain situations out. I didn't know how to be mad and then understand when I was wrong and then admit to it because that was something my mother did. I didn't understand how to be rational in situations because blowing up and being angry is always something my father did. And then I really had to identify myself that, you know what, who am I as an individual? If I'm not taking the traits of my dad and making them my own, and I don't want to be like my mother, then me not learning about money, me not knowing about how to build my credit, me not knowing how to build myself up in a career, how to actually save money, how to actually think before I reacted was something that I had to develop on my own once I realized that, you know what, I have this beef with my parents because of the past and the simple fact that I was identifying as them before I was able to identify who I was as an individual. And then honestly, you really understand that trauma is a mind state. I'm not saying anybody's trauma is not real. All I'm saying is that the trauma that we think that we suffer from is in the past. Like, you have to live in the present tense. And as minimal as that sounds, it is such a major thing to do. I had to understand that living in the past, thinking about the past, made me have a bad relationship with my mother in the present. Thinking about what my dad did not do made me have a bad relationship with him in the present, when in the present, I needed to identify that my parents understood what they did wrong and they felt the need to finally step up. But if I kept the trauma with me in the past, then I would have forever had that hate and anguish towards them. And then it's like, if you're somebody who wants to be a positive person, somebody who's always creating good and positive karma, then there was no way that I could have kept the anger that I had for my parents a part of my everyday life. And you really understand that, shit, your parents probably need therapy. I know mine do. They just won't fucking admit it. And I knew that going through self-therapy, I identified in myself that I was 100% like my parents. And that caused me to have a bad relationship in my marriage. That caused me to look at life just so angry and anguished, because if I come from humble beginnings, anytime something good would happen to me, I would always automatically think about the negatives of what could go wrong, rather than just taking it for what it was and just doing the best with what I was given at the time. So to wrap everything up, what I'm saying is, don't be a victim of the trauma that you had as a child. A lot of us now as adults, relating back to that trauma, a lot of us are old enough to have a child that had that trauma. And it's like, it's something that, I'm not saying bottle it up, I'm definitely saying going to therapy and talking about it more and actually digging deep and dissecting all of those little parts of yourself is what actually, shit, everyone needs. I'm not saying everyone, like the whole world is fucked up, but growing up African American, I know for sure in our community, in our household, the parents to child dot like diversity. I mean, not diversity, but relationship is a lot different from the white people that our parents would always push as not the way to raise kids, because it's just instilled in us from years back. So it's like, identify what your trauma is, get through it. But living in the past is how you create present day depression, and living in the future is also how you create present day anxiety. Living in the now is the only place to be when it comes to getting over your trauma, getting through therapy, going through trials and tribulations, and understanding that everybody around you has a past. Like it was really fucked up for me, because I lived my whole adult life like, oh, my life was hard. You don't know where I came from, yada, yada, blase. But then it's like you really meet people who come from worse than them, and so on and so forth. And it's like the lifestyle that I was comparing my childhood to, compared to a lot of the other horrible stories you hear, just going through life and meeting people and just having natural born conversations. It's like a lot of people go through shit, and the ones who are fucked up present day never got over the trauma as a child, never got over the trauma that their parents provided them with, never gave the time to identify who they were rather than just adopt the negative traits of their parents. I, for example, grew up in a drug-induced, very abusive household. That definitely does not mean I would ever put my hands on my wife. But my brother, who also grew up in the same household as me, I had to help him get through therapy, because rather than looking at our situation as, this is what I'm used to, this is what I should not do, some people look at their situations of, this is what I'm used to, this is all I know. And that's when you really have to identify your situation is just a trial in your life, and you have to overcome that. And shit, honestly, I can't gamble. I don't drink alcohol because addiction is in me. It's not saying that I'm an addict, but I know from the traits in my family, in my heritage, well, not in my heritage, but like in patterns of my family through generations, addiction is real. Drug addiction is real. Alcohol addiction is real. Gambling addiction is real. So identifying those traits that can be negatives, I just simply just never want to be a part of those things, no matter what the situation is. That also helped me get back to better with my mom, regardless of, she would be gone and leave us home for months at a time, and then she'd come back and check on us. Or my stepfather was just very addicted to drugs and extremely abusive, so he would just never be around. But rather than looking at those situations of, man, I hate my parents forever, I could have been a gangbanger, but I witnessed my stepfather, he gangbanged. He was in a car with some guys. Situation went bad. Robbery gone bad. He literally was on his way from work, went to go hang out with these guys. He got like 15 years. And seeing him go to jail, actually it was like 10 years. Seeing him go to jail for 10 years honestly put a really bad toll on my mother while he was gone. Never could do that. My father, love him to death. We have a great relationship today. But as a kid, I never had a relationship with my father because he focused on temptation a lot. He went after women a lot. He went after what his head downstairs wanted him to do rather than focus on what he needed to do. And that's when I identified that someone who focuses on desires doesn't really have a focus. And then that really caused me to be preservative. And I'm not saying, oh, wait till marriage, Christian preservative. I'm talking about, it just really makes you want to just conserve your energy and watch who you give your energy to, because we as individuals have to get to a point where we're solely and wholly in love with ourselves, able to be alone with ourselves, able to let go of the past, live in the present, and be grateful for absolutely everything. You also have to learn the mindset that karma is not only negative. Karma is an energy that you create through mindset or through actions. Therefore, you do bad, bad karma energy will be turned upon you. You do good, good karma energy is the same exact thing. And then I really had to identify that, you know what? Coming from humble beginnings, I could look at everything around me like, man, I really want a nice car. Can't get that. Man, I really want to learn how to invest in the stock market. Can't do that. It's like I only felt that way because I came from a place where nobody around me had those skills or capabilities or even had that thought process to even achieve something like that. So rather than sitting back and going, you know what? My environment is who I am. I had to give up the circumstances I was given and go create my own circumstances. I seen somebody my age doing something I wanted to do. Hey, how are you? I seen somebody my age learning a skill or working a job or having a profession I wanted to do. I made that introduction because you really start to identify that just because you are put into a habitat, your habits are what forms your habitat. So is a lion because he's thrown in a jungle, or is a lion because he roars, because he hunts, and because he protects? It's because the act thereof. So instead of being in my habitat that I was put in, I had to develop the skills and capabilities to adapt to a different habitat. Them white boys, mom and dad, and I'm sorry for the figure of speech, but in my household, those were the ones that you did not want to be around. And I'm not talking about white people. It's more the ideology of you take care of your kids. You're growing up in a mother and father home. Because now today, a lot of fathers of color are in their homes. But back in the days, having your mom and dad was somehow a privilege. Having parents who had careers was a privilege. Having parents that was financially illiterate was somehow a privilege. And it was a privilege that either you were born into or you went out and sought for. So again, identifying where I came from, who my parents were, identifying who I had to be for my siblings, because if I'm not somebody who's staying active and being active and always constantly trying to achieve something based on the habitat we were all put in, they don't know what it is to be that person. So I'm in the presence where I am someone who I have no example of. And it's a nostalgic feeling because the only way that I can stay in tune is to stay present, is to stay consistent, is to stay working hard, is to stay giving as much as I receive, giving love, giving good energy, giving great, just being an overall great person. Because shit, going back to the neighborhood that I grew up in, a lot of motherfuckers that sit up here and say, oh, you whitewash. And it's like, how am I whitewashed? Because if I don't know somebody, asking them, hey, how you doing, and shaking their hand is somehow not against my DNA. Like let's get rid of that, because being human is something we all have the skills and capabilities to do. Being antisocial and being somebody who doesn't know how to be a productive member of society, that is not something that I wanted to do. And just because those guys that I grew up with were from my habitat, they didn't have the same habits as me. They were people who were victims of their environment. All our dads were in jail together. All our moms did drugs together and would go on trips together. And all the homies I grew up with, we was the grown man crew. Everybody was holding down the household, taking care of siblings. We was all grown young boys who knew how to cook, clean, and do hair. And it wasn't a flex. It was just the lifestyle that we was given based on our circumstances. And rather than being like, you know what, this is all I'm used to, I had to go after what I wanted. And that was the what I wasn't used to. Stability. My parents were never together. The woman I'm with, I'm married, and I plan on never leaving her because that's something that I was never used to. My sisters don't know what it's like to have an example of a man that loves a woman. I am that example. My little brother was on that little dumb shit, trying to trap, trying to hustle. I had to instill in him that just because that's what you're used to, we have to create our own circumstances. My little brother now has no high school diploma, and he has a blue collar trade job right now based on him understanding that, you know what, who I thought I was is not the person that I always have to be. And getting him there, honestly, is just an insane feeling, because for a while we almost thought that he was going to fall into the footsteps of his father. But I had to let him know that how could you possibly fall into the footsteps of, one, someone you don't know, and for two, someone that isn't you. So identify who you are, what you want, and what you need in yourself to achieve a higher you. So don't be the victim, be the outcome. We all come from humble beginnings. Everybody got a sad story. Everybody can tell you some shit that'll make you cry, can tell you some shit that's sickening. Everyone. So it's like identifying that your shit is not as big as their shit, but there's somebody else with a bigger pile of shit than you. It's like, then why are you focused on the shit you got? You need to focus on what you can achieve. You need to focus on what you're not used to. And that is how you create those new circumstances. If you come from parents who didn't teach you how to save money, who didn't teach you about credit, and now you grown and your credit fucked up and you don't know how to save any money, it's like, that's identifying that what you learned is all you should know, when in reality, what you learned is just information that you can go out and verify and learn more information. Like, I don't know. Like, it really takes a lot. I'm not saying it's easy. All I'm saying is, the best way to get out of the victim mindset is to go to therapy, get over your shit. If you got your shit from your parents, identify it. If you're someone who can't talk to your parents about it, go to therapy with them, because the first step to achieving a higher you is through self, not through your partner, not through your job, not through your kids. It's through self, through you, through who you are as an individual. So start there. It's not white people's shit to go to therapy. Black folks, I'm talking to you. I'm black, okay? We come from a lot of trauma. It's instilled in us. 500 years of slavery really does take a toll. Identify that. And if you are somebody who is black and you come from a mother and father household, fucking amazing. That's fucking awesome. And for everybody else, just because you didn't come from it, make it happen. If you were born broke, sad. If you die broke, that's on you. Change your circumstances. Change your outcome. Your habits form your habitat. If you don't want to be somebody who's drinking and smoking all the time and you trying to get a better job, stop hanging out with motherfuckers who drink and smoke all the time. You don't want to gamble? Stop hanging out with gamblers. You will find yourself alone until you find people who are doing the same things that you want to do, achieving the things that you want to do, because just because you grew up with some dudes in the neighborhood and they think they know you your whole life, and everybody comes from humble beginnings, and we all used to ride together, it's like, if they're still on that hype and you don't want to be on it, you're not being a shallow person by pushing that away and focusing on who you are as an individual to achieving a higher self. So what I want you to take from this is I live by four rules of law. Never take anything personally. Never make assumptions. Always do your best. And identifying that your word is law. Everything you say is you planting a seed. And every time you say or think about what you've previously said, that's you nurturing that seed and manifesting it. What do I mean by always do your best? Identifying that your best is different at levels of high achievement. If you sleep 12 hours and you go to work, your best is going to be completely different from if your child kept you up all night and you went to work and worked that same 12 hours. As long as you are doing your absolute best, you will always be great. Third, never make assumptions. Never be that person who, if you're trying to hang out with somebody, they tell you they don't have time, has nothing to do with you. Everybody has their own life. Nobody owes you any explanations. Never make any assumptions on any outcomes unless something is actually verbalized, all right? This is extremely huge. If you're somebody who's like, takes a lot of shit personally, meaning, okay, if you're in a grocery store and a random guy walks past you and he's like, hey, ugly bitch, get out of the way. If you get mad, you're taking it personally and you're accepting the fact that you could possibly be an ugly bitch. But it shouldn't make you mad if you identify that hurt people, and they always bleed on people who didn't cut them. So identify that that person might have something wrong with them before you take something personally. If you're having a good day, when you wake up, there is no such thing as going to work and having a bad day. Your work day has nothing to do with you having a good day when you wake up. And lastly, if you can't control the situation cannot control you. So when you're going to work, have a good day. If you wake up and your spouse is on some bullshit, they're on some bullshit. It has nothing to do with you. Having a great day, being a great mom, being a great dad, as long as you feel good and you are in love with yourself, I fucking promise you, you will just always be in a good mood. Like, since therapy, since everything, it's honestly been a very long time since I've identified with having a bad day, having bad emotions, shit, even crying. It's like, even with the crazy world going on, I'm so at peace at my young age, I'm ready to die. And I'm okay with saying that because I'm a God-fearing man and all this Luciferian shit is gonna get y'all. Have a good day.